Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Blockchain People. My name is Socrates. I'm the Business Operations Manager at Decor. And for those that are new to the channel, Decor is an institutional-grade research house. We discover potential disrupting projects in the industry, and we invite the movers and shakers of the industry to our podcast channel, Blockchain People. And I'm delighted today to be introducing the benevolent Lavinia Osborne to the show today. Lavinia, greetings. Welcome to Blockchain People.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast of the year, 2023. And we met, we've been connected on LinkedIn for a while, and it's always great to meet in person and then to do these sort of educational interviews so that we can bring more people into the space and just showcase the different sorts of individuals who are in this space as well. So thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Very welcome, Lavinia. Indeed, I've been following your work for some time, so it was great to finally meet you in person in London. Now, Lavinia, you're a woman on a mission.
I really
You
am.
really are. You really are. And tell us a little bit about your mission for Women in Blockchain Talks, and when we can go and talk a little bit more about what you do there.
Sure. So my mission is to onboard 50,000 women from all different diverse backgrounds into blockchain, simply because the data speaks for itself in that there's not enough women in the space. And not only do I want to onboard them, but I want to create leaders from those who want to lead in this space. I believe that blockchain and the whole decentralization landscape is an opportunity for us to create some of the errors of the past in regards to diversity and inclusion on so many different levels, including giving the opportunity for everyone, especially women, to lead from the forefront rather than chase from behind.
Excellent, excellent. Wow, and what a great mission that is, Lavinia. It really is. So can you tell me what kind of made you start this network? How did it all come about?
Sure. So I was working in blockchain. I started working in blockchain in 2017, and in a company of like 13, 14, 15, 16 men, I was the only woman. And then we had some female freelancers, but I was the only employed female. So I put on an event at that time, and that event was called Blockchain, Bitcoins and Babes. And some people had other women had were had a little bit of an uproar about the term babes being used. But this is the thing that people need to remember, is that if you want different people to come into this space, people who are new to this space, who are unfamiliar with this space and feel overwhelmed, blockchain is tech ultimately, you need to speak their language. And I would never ever say that a man, especially a man in the workplace, can call a woman babes. I would never give permission to that. But it's very familiar when the few women who were in my company, freelancers, and then who did join the company after this event, interestingly, it'd be like, all right, babes, what are you up to, babes? It's a term of endearment. And you need to be able to talk to people where they're at in order to show them what they can be. And so it was very important to me to do that. And I'm a very down to earth person. I try and take the information. I don't even try, I do take the information that sometimes is quite overwhelming to learn, and the terminologies, and I break it down in a way that people feel like, you know what, I think I could like stick my big toe in and see what this blockchain space is all about. And so off the back of that, I was working in blockchain for a number of years, and then I left the company I was working with, and I still wanted to do something in blockchain, but I was unsure as to what, because I'm not technical, I'm non-technical. And but I think one of my superpowers is my communication skills and my, I suppose, my passion for diversity and inclusion. I never saw myself as like a diversity and inclusion operative or executive. But I think those who feel the feeling of exclusion know it, and therefore you want to do something about it. So I would never class myself as a diversity, advocate, but I suppose in my work that is what I do, and that's one of the things that makes women in blockchain stand out from the crowd. The fact that we are women focused, women led, but we're open to all genders, because I'm of Caribbean descent, and as the Caribbeans like to say, one hand cannot clap. So, at the end of the day, if you want to make change, it has to take all of us and not just some of us.
Absolutely. And how many people do you have in your network, Lavinia? How many kind of females have you managed to onboard?
Well, it's a slow start, but I focus on exponential growth, like the
Okay.
bamboo, in the sense of like you don't see a lot and then you see a big growth. But I mean, if we just take my followers across social media, on LinkedIn alone, I have 15,000 followers. And
Wow.
one of the challenges I would say that I have is that lots of people in the Web3 space, even though Web3 people are not just my focus, it's Web2 people wanting to come into Web3. They don't like to sign, even Web2 people don't like to sign up to email lists anymore. They just like to follow you. So, I have 4,000 followers on Twitter, 15,000 on LinkedIn. And more importantly, I'm recognized for the work that I do. And so I just keep flogging along. If I hit 50,000, I hit 50,000. If I don't, then those people whose lives I have had a positive effect on, that to me is the most important. But you
Absolutely.
have a goal. You got to have a goal.
Yes, indeed. And I read in the press recently that you were recently announced the top 20 female influencer in this space. And I'm real congratulations for that, because there is a lot of competition out there as well. So that's great. So tell me once. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I think it's important to say that for me, I'm not about competition. I'm always about collaboration. So, the more the merrier that comes into the space, it's just what they have to offer the value. And I would say that just based on my 3 years, coming up to 4 years in September of my time in this space, I know that what I bring to the table and to the community and to the space and what Women in Blockchain Talks is founded in quality, is founded in offering something of substance and not just talk, because we know what the problems are in regards to diversity and inclusion. So let's stop talking about the problem and let's talk about the solutions.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. And so, how do you support? So, if there's any females listening out there and they're kind of not new to this space, but they're looking to enter this space, how can you help these ladies, females, kind of on their journey? What is it that you can offer these people, Lavinia?
Sure. So the first thing is Women in Blockchain Talks, our community. Well, first of all, we are educational. So it's about education. You need education. There's so much miseducation out there. And then the other element is networking. There's a saying, your network is your net worth. And
Absolutely.
women are not as great or aren't as conditioned to cultivate the essence of a network as men are, okay? And so, when I talk about education, I honestly will say that it's not just about blockchain education, it's also business education, financial education, and personal development. Like, who do you need to become, in
Sure.
order to embrace the opportunities that Web3 offer? And one has to remember that just like 20 odd years ago, most people didn't think anything of the internet. Now, who here has a smartphone? Who here who is listening or watching this right now has a smartphone? How often do you use it? And so Web3 and the blockchain, tools that are powered by the blockchain, which is ultimately a decentralized tool. And that decentralization basically means it's giving you the power. It's removing that middleman, and because it removes that middleman, that gatekeeper, it is creating more opportunities for equity and also inclusion, right? So this is awesome opportunity, particularly for women and diverse groups, to not just learn about this space, but to participate and ultimately, if one wishes, to lead in it. So when I talk about education, again, of course, blockchain is the key, but it's not just about that. It is about personal development, business, and financial. And these are areas that women in particular really need to feel more confident and to move forward with. So we then provide a space that is safe, secure, and supportive. That's always important. And we offer different things to entice people into this space. So, for example, the 50K campaign, there is a quiz behind it. And so you can take the quiz free of charge, and then you are, depending on what score you get, then an avatar will be revealed to you. So you could be a diversity Delilah, you could be a career pivoting Charlie, you could be a skeptic Sam, you could be a newbie Naomi, right? And so these are the different ways to just have a look at what the different opportunities are. I chose Diversity Delilah because Diversity Delilah, she represents social impact. And for me, I believe blockchain technology is a great tool to promote and to create social impact and difference. And then, of course, people are new to the space. And I chose also the name Sam and Charlie, so Career Pivoting Charlie, Skeptic Sam, because again, my community is about inclusivity. And there are many people out there who are non-binaries who see themselves as non-binary. So I wanted to use names that, if a non-binary comes into the space, they can feel like they belong as much as women and men.
Indeed, indeed. And that's the great thing about blockchain. Anybody with an internet connection can participate. It doesn't judge you on your color or how much money you earn or your status in society. And really, this technology, it really is revolutionary, Lavinia. And you know what you're doing there is really affordable. So
Thank
tell
you.
me, I understand that you do events. You go around the world and I understand you're coming to the island of Cyprus very, very soon.
I am, and I'm so excited. I think
All
your
right.
island is beautiful. It has so much history. I mean, you've got the sun, the sea, the sand, so much culture, so much history. And of course, everybody speaks English.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It does help. And so when is this event planned for, Lavinia?
This event is just after International Women's Day. International
Okay.
Women's Day is March 8th, and our event, so it's Women in Blockchain Summit. And this event is from the 13th to the 15th of March. And it's very important to, some people have said, why Cyprus? And I'm like, why not Cyprus? First of all, you're European, you are a Mediterranean island, so you're a great holiday hotspot. So, for those who want to take the opportunity to explore the island and make it into a mini holiday after the 3-day event, that one can do so. And there's so much to see, as you already know. And like I said, it's full of history and it's just a beautiful, island to explore. But I did this because, for many women, we have, and I don't speak for myself in this because I'm not a parent, but there's many women who do take on the bulk of childcare, who do take on the bulk of looking after the home, irrelevant of the world that we live in and the advancements that we've made. So, data has shown that women take on that bulk, and it was even more evident during lockdown and COVID. And apparently, due to COVID and lockdown, it set women back, 50, 60 years in progress. And so when I created this event, first of all, most conferences don't think about the diversity and the inclusion element. And that is at the forefront of what I'm doing. And I want women to speak at this event, not just because they're women, but because they're good at what they do. They're experts at what they do. And so I really wanted an event that showcased women, the women experts that are out there, particularly, of course, in blockchain, Web3, et cetera, et cetera. And then the second day, we're going to be focusing on non-binaries and women speakers. And then the third day, we'll have male speakers. So it's not an exclusion again, because I'm not about exclusion. However, I want to spotlight women. And then because Women in Blockchain Talks is about women coming into the space, not just the women who are in the space. I was thinking, how can we do this so we can remove as much barriers from them attending this event? So, of course, there's a creche at the hotel. It's going to be at Saint Raphael,
Wow.
which is a beautiful hotel. So women can bring their children, can bring their families, or their families can come out afterwards, whatever they wish to do. We're going to have like 2-hour lunch breaks, so that people can spend time with their families, can take time to have a walk on the beach. So it's not just ram-packing their mind
Yeah.
with information and then they've only got an hour break to eat. It has to
Absolutely.
be leisurely, le le It has to be pleasurable and be a leisure, right?
Indeed.
And also, most people, like I've heard of women saying that they've gone to conferences and there's not even a space for them to breastfeed or to, provide milk in a bottle, for their young ones. I'm thinking about all these things, and I think it's time that conference organizers think about conferences from different diverse perspectives and not just from the male one.
Absolutely.
So that's why I wanted to do Cyprus, because I also wanted women to come to learn. And it's quite interesting because just the other day, yesterday on LinkedIn, it was talking about some of the top trends for 2023. And one of those trends is called eduvacation.
Okay.
And so what it's about, it's like taking a vacation, but where you actually upskilling yourself. And that's exactly what this conference is all about. It's an opportunity for you to upskill yourself, but also utilize it as a break, a way to just breathe. And
Indeed.
we're gonna have yoga in the morning and things like that, So I'm excited. I'm excited
Excellent.
about it.
Excellent. And not only will there be creches available for children, there's also adult creches available for any husbands that want to come as well and participate and just sit in the bar and overlook the medal day as well.
And again, my this event, women have been learning from men for how many years? Men can learn from women as well.
Absolutely.
So the event is open to all genders, So if the men want to come along, the husbands, then they're more than welcome. But at the same time, if they just want to chill with the kids while the women are upskilling, then why not? Why not?
So before I did this show, I wanted to do a bit of research and get some stats and get some ideas of what's going on. And I was really interested to find out that in Binance, half of their employees are females, which I was really blown away to hear this, and it's absolutely excellent as well. I think that's what I've found as well, that females are more analytical thinkers than males. They're not as adverse to high risk as males are, because from what I understand, there's less than 10% of female investors in this space. And do you think that would be a good analysis why there isn't as many females in this space? Is it because the lack of regulation that is holding back females entering this space? What is it? Why is it people holding back?
Okay, so basically, traditionally, women have gone into the space of marketing, and you will see a lot of executives in this space who are women, marketing executives and directors who are women. And so women have always been associated more with the soft skill
Creative.
careers, right? Creative. But there are lots of women in this space. But when you look at the numbers in regards to developers, it's male heavy, male dominated. So when you think about tech in and of itself, it is male dominated. When you
Indeed.
think about finance, it is male dominated. And so, blockchain in a way, or to a huge degree, but not in totality, because blockchain technology can work for the education, the medical industry. But when you think about the industry that it is more renowned or associated with is fintech, financial technology, right? And so if both finance and tech is male dominated, then of course financial or fintech is going to be male dominated. And so that crosses over into blockchain. Now, the issue is, and again, there's much data out there, is that when children are young, they don't think about the gender-orientated careers. But as they get older, there are certain ideologies, certain messages that make girls feel like tech isn't for them or finance isn't for them, whereas boys are more cultivated to go in that direction. I think that is changing, slowly but surely that is changing, but we'll see the effects of that in the next 10 to 20 years. Women coming out of university, women coming out of college, etc., etc. But as it stands right now, there's many women who again, they're so busy dealing with childcare, home care, looking after parents that sometimes they just feel like this is something else I have to learn. I don't have the time for it, And Also, they feel like they're stupid, or they feel like it's not for them. Like, what am I going to do with blockchain? And they just see blockchain as tech and finance. Not like, the reason I came into this space was because of social impact. I was looking at this technology, and because financial education is a subject that's very close to my heart, something very important. My business prior to this was one that was focused on financial education and financial literacy. So it's a subject matter that's very close to my heart. Financial equity is very important to me, particularly amongst the gender, amongst genders, and gender equity. And so when I was looking at some of the solutions that blockchain could bring to these problems, I was like, this is a no-brainer. I need to come into this space. I need to understand it. I need to lead in it. And when I speak to people from this angle, particularly women, they're like, wow, I never thought of it like that. Excuse me. I never thought of it like that. And that's an interesting way to look at it. And you've got to remember that blockchain is not going anywhere. Yes, the crypto market is very volatile, but the technology in and of itself is not going anywhere.
Indeed.
And it will innovate. So the question really is, do you want to be left behind? Do you want to be part of this revolution, this evolution? And what part do you want to play? And,
Indeed.
again, you don't have to be, I need to create a business or I need to work. You could just be looking at it as a way to prop up your pension. Again, when I talk about financial equity, this is what I love about blockchain or even the crypto space. It's like you could have 100,000 stocks and I could have £1,000. But if Bitcoin goes up by 20% or even drops by 20%, equally, your 100,000 will either go up by 20% or go down by 20%. My 1,000 will either go up by 20% or go down by 20%. Usually, when you look at traditional and centralized finance, because I have 1,000, I'll only get 0.5%. But because you've got 100,000, you might get 5%. And so that's not fair that if I've only got 100, 1,000, it's not fair that I should lose out on the interest simply because I don't have as much money as a gatekeeper of that bank or of that vehicle, that financial vehicle says I need to have in order to receive that interest rate. And that's what I talk about equity. And people need to get back to basics and see and understand and educate themselves on these things. Because once you understand it, your mind is open. It's a paradigm shift. And you cannot dismiss what blockchain stands for and what it can stand for the future.
Yeah, so Lavinia, I was reading up on a new directive which I was really impressed about. It's called the Women on Boards Directive, which will introduce an open and transparent procedure to reach a minimum of 40% of women on non-executive boards of EU companies by the end of June 2026. Now, I was really, really, really impressed to see this, that in actual fact, there's going to be laws in place around this. One of my hesitations around these things is the following, because, say, for example, you have two candidates, yeah, and a company has got an inclusion to have more females on the board. And say, for example, there's two candidates. There's a male and female. Both are equally as good as the job. Both can do the job. But the law says you need to have X amount of females on the board. And so the decision may go to hire the female. How do you think that sits with executives' boards for to have an EU directive to say you must have at least 40%? Females in your organization. How do you think that's going to sit, for example, in the City of London, where it is such a male-dominated, especially in the centralized finance space in that case?
Well, I think first of all, the UK is not part of the EU, so I don't know if we have to follow
Forget
that
that.
directive.
Hi, UK.
I should say sadly, but anyway, the other element I would say, or the question I would really ask is, why did the EU have to create that directive in the first place?
Indeed. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's really, to me, the question of why. And to answer your question, I think there's a difference between hiring someone who is not qualified, but you're saying if they're equally qualified, well, unfortunately, this is the results of not being
I agree.
diverse and inclusive in the first place. That power is now taken away from you, and I'm not going to say everyone loses, but at the end of the day, it is a man's world. Men have had the power, they still do. But women are here, we're here to stay, we've always been here. And I just feel like opportunities need to be somehow, some way given to them. So
Absolutely.
if this is what has to happen, then this is what has to happen, unfortunately. But yeah, that it's difficult. I mean, if my brother went for a job and the woman got the job just because she's a woman, but she's equally qualified, I'd feel sad because my brother didn't get the job. But at the same time, I think there are more, still more opportunities because if you look at it this way, what they're saying is 4 out of 10 of the board members need to be women. So that means the guy still has 6 chances of getting the job.
Indeed, indeed, Lavinia, indeed. So, Lavinia, let's find out a little bit more about you personally. You've told us about what you're doing with Women Blockchain Talks. I'd like to dig a little deeper and find out what Lavinia's all about. So maybe let's take you back to your school days, and I'd like to find out a little about you as a school. I can imagine you might have been a little bit of a rebel in your younger days, or am I wrong?
A rebel, but I definitely had a personality. Like, I was always very creative, always wanted to do things, and therefore I was always leading on something. I remember being at school and creating a play called Girls Just Want to Have Fun off the back of the song by Cyndi Lauper. Oh, girl. And so I got some of my girl the girls in my class to put on a play called Girls Who Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah, brilliant.
And now that all these years I look back, that was my way of just being, I've always been a bit of a performer, I think being an entrepreneur, there is an element of being a performer, and being a public speaker and an educator, you need to be able to perform to people, but not in a, of course, not in a unauthentic way or insincere way. But it's just that people don't want to just learn because that's their time, right? People want to feel like they've had an experience. And so when I put events together, and I'm digressing just a little bit, like one of the initiatives that I put together, and I'm the first person in the world to have done this, is that I put together an NFT minting party. And so the NFT minting party is a social where women and anyone else, but of course it's targeted at women. Women come together, they can, drink a glass of wine, champagne, whatever. And then afterwards we go through the educational aspects of what an NFT is. And then I help them literally, physically, in that moment in space and time, create their wallet, put whatever is required, whatever crypto is in the wallet, and then mint an NFT. And so they
Wow.
actually leave with a digital asset. But we've done it in such a fun and social way. It doesn't just feel like a classroom being taught something. That's overwhelming, and it's called an NFT minting party. And the feedback has always been super positive. And so again, it's about doing things in a way that's not just edutraining. So it's entertainment as well as educational.
Excellent, excellent, Lavinia. So, Lavinia, apart from appearing on Blockchain People today, what would you say has been the highlight of your career to date?
Stickability, first of all, still being
Stability. Okay.
stickability. And so I really care about what I do, and I really care about diversity and inclusion. It's not just a, how can I put it, a topical word, buzzword that I'm using just to try and bring more women in to my space. It's not about that. It really, like, people love to travel, right? And they love to incorporate or learn about new cultures and things like this. And so why wouldn't you want to see that in Web.3? Why wouldn't you want to see that in the metaverse, right? But the issue is that most people don't speak English. right? And if they do speak English, maybe it's not to a great level, but they don't have access to the internet. So how do we ensure that different diverse groups are coming into the space? And I think that, there is a core of impetus upon us all who are in this space, who care about this space, who are leading in this space, who know about this space, who feel passionate about this space, to do what they can to lead people or let people know that this space exists and what the opportunities are.
Absolutely, absolutely, Lavinia.
Oh, I think for me, I mean, like I was during my, of course, my career is long, but within this, doing what I'm doing the last 3 to 4 years in blockchain, I would say one of the highlights has been named a LinkedIn Top Voice in Innovation Technology 2021. Just being recognized for the work that I do. I won the
Excellent.
CogX Award last year for gender leadership, gender diversity leadership. But I would say the biggest highlight is when I know I've touched people's lives, which I have. And people just say to me, because of you, I'm in this space. Because of you, I started learning about this space, and that they just feel that I have influenced them positively and impacted upon their life in a positive way. And I think that's such a blessing to be able to do
Absolutely.
that.
Yes, of course, of course, of course, of course. And and here at Decor, we have around 2,000 registered researchers with us. I think about 65-70% are males. We really, really welcome more female researchers. So, ladies out there, if you're interested in educating yourselves in this space, we're constantly looking for researchers here at Decor. So please get in contact with us.
Yeah, and I just to add to that, because obviously we talked about this when we met at the Blockchain Expo, which I thought was an excellent event. I really enjoyed it, and I thought the blockchain area was popping. And what it showed to me was that people, even though, yes, there's a lot of volatility in the crypto market, and let's be clear, there is a difference between crypto and blockchain, okay?
Absolutely.
So blockchain is the technology that underpins cryptocurrencies, okay? And there is more to blockchain than just crypto. So I just want to put that out there, right? But what I found was people were hungry for more information. They want to know more. And I just, so that was really quite nice to see. But when we were talking, I was thinking to myself, this would be a great opportunity. And that's the thing, I'm always looking at different opportunities where women can not just learn about blockchain, but they can also earn from being in the space. And so, I want to invite you, probably February or after March, after the Cyprus event, to talk about that to my community, and let's see what
Perfect.
we can create in order to help more women come into your research, and also for women to earn from this as well.
Absolutely, Lavinia. And Lavinia, if anybody wants to get in contact with yourself, what's the best way for them to reach you?
I have a link tree of a link, so I'll share that with you afterwards.
Perfect.
LinkedIn, you can find me on LinkedIn. And just to say, I believe this is coming out before the end of January, and so I know that your audience is international, but we have early bird tickets for the Cyprus event, the 3-day Women in Blockchain Cyprus event. And so if you're interested in attending, then please do take advantage of the early bird tickets.
Okay. Brilliant, Lavinia. Well, I definitely look forward to seeing you in Cyprus. I will be there. Thank you
Perfect.
very much. Thank you very much for coming to Blockchain People's Day, Lavinia. It's a real pleasure to
Thank
have
you.
people like yourself on the show. Thank you very much. And all the best of health and happiness for 2023. And the best of luck with onboarding 50,000 females to the blockchain space. We're right behind you, Lavinia. Thank you for
Thank
your
you.
time today. All the best of luck.